Title, CFIUK? The UK brings heavier scrutiny to its foreign investment reviews. Content, the UK government has now made a show of force in its foreign direct investment, FDI, reviews. For the first time, the UK Secretary of State issued an order to prevent a transaction for raising public interest considerations. Specifically, the UK government blocked the prospective deal on national security grounds. In the September 5, 2020 notice, the UK government accepted commitments from Gardner Aerospace Holdings Limited, Gardner, to not proceed with its proposed acquisition of Impcross Limited, Impcross, a UK-based manufacturer of components for the aerospace and military aircraft industry. While the specific facts of the transaction may explain the UK's blocking decision, the move may also be viewed as a turn toward more stringent reviews of foreign direct investments by the UK government. 1. Background on current UK FDI law. Currently, there are no foreign direct investment controls in the UK aside from the antitrust assessments conducted by the Competition and Markets Authority, CMA. In those assessments, the UK government may only intervene if a transaction qualifies as a merger and the proposed transaction meets certain UK turnover thresholds or standard share of supply test. That threshold is met when, as a result of the merger, a share of 25% or more in the supply or consumption of goods or services of a particular description in the UK, or in a substantial part, is created or enhanced. However, the Secretary of State may intervene in proposed transactions that raise one or more public interest considerations, such as those relating to national security, plurality of the media, the stability of the UK financial system and, more recently, the ability to fight public health emergencies. Once the Secretary of State has issued a public interest intervention notice, the CMA must report to the Secretary of State on jurisdiction and antitrust issues, and include a summary of the comments it has received on public interest matters. With regards to defence-related transactions, the UK Ministry of Defence will provide the CMA with its analysis and observations. Following the review of CMA's report, the Secretary of State will either decide to refer the case for a Phase 2 investigation or clear the transaction, either unconditionally or subject to commitments. If the transaction is referred to Phase 2, the CMA must then prepare a report for the Secretary of State within 24 weeks of the reference to Phase 2. The report must include a decision on jurisdiction and recommendations on whether the Secretary of State or others should take action to remedy, mitigate or prevent any adverse effect on the public interest. Within 30 days of receipt of the CMA's Phase 2 report, the Secretary of State must decide whether to clear the transaction, require remedies, or prohibit the transaction. 2. The Gardner Impcross transaction and subsequent review by the authorities under the proposed transaction, Gardner would have acquired 100% of the shares of Impcross. Gardner is a manufacturer of parts for the aerospace and military aircraft industry and has been a long-time supplier for Airbus. Gardner is ultimately owned by Legence Aerospace Technology Company, Limited, LAT, a company listed on the Shenzhen Stock Exchange. Impcross is a UK-based manufacturer of aerospace parts for military applications. On December 5, 2019, the Secretary of State issued a public interest intervention notice and an order preventing Gardner from proceeding to take over Impcross's activities, including the transfer of information, know-how, or documents. The order also prevented Gardner from taking ownership or control of Impcross pending the outcome of the public interest intervention. As mentioned previously, this was the first time that the Secretary of State, rather than the CMA, had issued an order under Schedule 7 of the Enterprise Act 2002 to prevent the continuation of a transaction giving rise to public interest considerations. On March 2, 2020, the CMA delivered its report to the Secretary of State. After finding that the transaction between Gardner and Impcross was in contemplation, within the meaning of Section 26 of the Enterprise Act 2020 and dismissed potential competition concerns of the transaction, the CMA then conducted its national security assessment. After receiving comments and reports from the Ministry of Defence, the CMA concluded th.